Welcome to installment 129 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains two prohibitions, again relating to the law of Truma, or the elevated offering which is separated from the crops to be given to the Kohen, or the priest. Prohibition 135 is that an uncircumcised person, even a Kohen, may not consume this Truma. And Prohibition 136 is that a Kohen who has been made impure, or Tamei, also is prohibited from consuming this Truma. Prohibition 135 relates to a Kohen who is prohibited from eating Truma, an Aril, an uncircumcised Kohen. The Rambam points out that it is not specifically mentioned in the Chumash that an uncircumcised Kohen is prohibited from eating Truma. This is rather learned from a Gezeirah Shavah. As we say in the morning davening, that there are 13 different ways from which new Torah rules can be derived. One of them is Gezeirah Shavah. When we see two different laws that a similar expression or an identical expression is used, we can compare these two laws for other details as well. Therefore, the Rambam says that the prohibition of who is not allowed to eat Truma is compared with the prohibition of eating the Paschal sacrifice. That in the book of Exodus, verse 45, in chapter 12, Tesha v'socher are mentioned, both a dweller and a person who was a hired worker. And both of them may not eat from the Paschal sacrifice. The same expression is used in the book of Leviticus, chapter 22, verse 10. The Tesha v'kayim v'socher, both the dweller, a resident by the Kohen, as we explained, this is a perpetual servant of the Kohen, and a socher, a temporary hired hand, both of them are forbidden from eating the truma that the Kohen is allowed to give to his family. Therefore, the Rambam says, quoting the Gemara, the Talmud in Yevamos, and the Sifra, that just as we see that a tesha v'socher are forbidden from eating the Paschal sacrifice, as well as the Truma, we can compare them for another law as well. It is stated explicitly by the Paschal sacrifice that an uncircumcised man may not eat from this Paschal sacrifice. So too the Gemara says, when it comes to Truma, an uncircumcised Kohen may also not eat Truma. That just as we are comparing the Paschal sacrifice with Truma, as far as the laws of a hired person or a dweller, therefore we compare it as far as the law of an uncircumcised person as well. And therefore an uncircumcised man is not allowed to eat Truma. The Rambam, however, does quote Rav Akiva from the Sifra, who does say that there is a hint in the verse itself, an extra word indicating that an uncircumcised Kohen may not eat Truma. As it says in the same chapter in verse 4, excuse me, the previous verse we mentioned before was verse 10. This is verse 4, where it's mentioned ish, ish, a person, and it is expressed in a doubled form. The word ish, person, is used twice. This, says Rav Akiva in the Sifra, is brought to learn to teach us the prohibition of an uncircumcised Kohen eating Truma. How would we have an uncircumcised Kohen who would not undergo the circumcision process and nevertheless want to eat Truma? One explanation of this can be very simply explained, that in a case where we would have a disease of hemophilia or a similar disease, which is a life-threatening disease, where the Kohen has had brothers who have attempted circumcision and have died, that after this has happened to several brothers, this Kohen is exempt from circumcision. He may not circumcise himself because this is a life-dangering operation for him because he is unable to survive the operation. In such a case, he remains uncircumcised. However, even though he is remaining uncircumcised within the limits of the law, that the Torah tells him he must not circumcise himself, nevertheless, he is forbidden from eating Truma, just as he is forbidden in the Paschal sacrifice. The Rambam mentions that there is a case of sort of being circumcised. How can there be such a case? The Rambam mentions Marshul Chalase, as the Talmud says in Yevamos, that the person after the operation, in which the orla, the foreskin, has been cut off, the remaining skin, which is further down along the organ, can be pulled up and brought to cover the rest of the organ. This person has been circumcised, but nevertheless is still covered over. He still appears like an uncircumcised person. Therefore, the Rambam quotes the Gemara and saying such a person is prohibited from eating truma midrabbanan by rabbinic decree, even though he is circumcised and therefore exempt from biblical punishment. Nevertheless, he is prohibited by rabbinic law from eating truma since he still appears to be uncircumcised. Prohibition 136 is another prohibition relating to the eating of truma. That even a Kohen who is circumcised must be pure, he must be tar. A Kohen who is ritually impure or tameh is prohibited from eating the truma. This is derived from the book of Leviticus chapter 22, verse 4, where it is stated, Ish ish mizera Aaron, that any descendant of Aaron the Kohen, who tzorua ezov, that he is either leprous or has emitted an impurifying discharge of zav, bakachim layechal ad ashayitar. He may not eat any sanctified offerings until he purifies himself. The verse says sacred offerings are kachim. How do we know this is referring to truma? The Rambam quotes the Gemara in Makkos, which is specifies from the beginning of the pasuk, where it says any descendant of Aaron, zera Aaron. And the Gemara points out this must mean all of the descendants, the male descendants and the female descendants. Therefore, sanctified offerings, such as the offerings from the animal sacrifices, are eaten only by the male Kohanim. And therefore, this is not the prohibition we're speaking about in this verse, because this verse says Zera Aaron, all of the seed of Aaron, all of the descendants, meaning the males and the females. What sort of offering which is singled out for the Kohen can be eaten by both males and females? This, the Gemara says, is truma. And therefore, the prohibition of an impure person eating truma derives from this verse, verse 4. The Rambam mentions that there is a second verse which prohibits the eating of truma by an impure person as well. This is verse 9 in the same chapter, where it is stated, V'shomru es mishmarti, that you must keep my charge or keep my watch. This, that Rambam says, is a prohibition referring to the eating of truma by an impure person. And on this prohibition, that Rambam says, one is punishable by misa bidei shamayim, by a heavenly death decree. As the Rambam quotes the ninth chapter of Talmud, of the Talmud tractate Sanhedrin, where it enumerates all of the different prohibitions for which one gets this heavenly death decree, and included among it is a Kohen who is impure who eats truma. Truma, which is also pure, for the death penalty. And the Gemara there brings a proof from this pasuk. V'shomru es mishmarti, you must keep my watch. And the verse continues, V'lo yisu alav chet, that you will not bear a sin. That the sin which is spoken to over here is a sin which is a death penalty. Yichalua, that once they profane the sacred offering, umesubay, the one will be given a heavenly death decree. This is, incidentally, the reason why truma today, although we may not eat food which is grown in the land of Israel before truma has been taken, nevertheless, this truma is not given to the Kohen today or to his family. The reason is, or one of the reasons is, that the Kohen himself must be ritually pure. If he should be tameh, he would be forbidden from eating this truma. And more so, he would be given a death penalty. Perhaps a more important reason is that we are not sure that today's Kohanim are certainly Kohanim to the extent that we would risk a death penalty. Although the Kohanim are allowed to partake in all other priestly duties, such as blessing the congregation, where even a blessing is mentioned, so therefore they are not, God forbid, considered to be only doubtful Kohanim. Nevertheless, before a Kohen could enter this category of someone who would be subject to a death penalty by being a non-Kohen and eating truma, or perhaps in not knowing he would be impure and therefore also be subject to the death penalty, today's Kohenim do not eat truma. Thank you for tuning into the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvah, a project of Sichas in English. For more information or to sponsor one of the shiurim, contact us at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.